Recovering Biblical Womanhood. And this is a message from Sister Lindsay Griffin. She says the following: what if part of, quote, recovering biblical womanhood, unquote, is learning to stop interpreting responsibilities that God placed primarily upon men as privileges women have been unfairly denied? Great question. And Lindsay goes on to say that the more I think about this, the more I wonder whether we have been taught to look at male responsibility through the eyes of a child watching someone else get something she didn't get. He gets to be in charge, she says. That's not fair. I want my turn, unquote. But what if what we have been calling a privilege was actually a responsibility? The more I study the responsibilities Scripture places primarily upon men, the less I find myself coveting them or desiring those places. Headship, she says, sounds wonderful if all you see is the seat at the head of the table. It looks very different when you realize that the man sitting there is supposed to answer for what happens at that table. That would be answering before God, which every one of us shall do. And we'll give account for being the man God has called men to be, or the woman. If you're a woman, you're going to give account to God against His word. His word will be open, and you will be judged against what He ordained that women are to do. And we all have a Bible, and so we know that this is an open book test. God is not a fool. He made men and women wonderfully made, that is, with unique roles, and they are to complement, not compete against one another. Sister Lindsay Griffin continues, biblical authority isn't simply getting your way. It comes with responsibility, sacrifice, service, provision, protection, difficult decisions, and ultimately accountability before God. Scripture repeatedly connects greater authority with greater accountability. James chapter 3, verse 1 says, "My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation." James chapter 3, verse 1. Lindsay also quotes the words of Jesus in Luke 12:48. Our Lord Jesus says, "For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more," unquote. She continues, "And that has made me rethink my entire way women have been encouraged to view male leadership. Maybe instead of asking, why does he get to have the authority, quote unquote, we should have been asking, what does God require from the person to whom he gives that authority? Because I don't think we can demand the authority traditionally associated with men, while simultaneously asking society to make allowances for us whenever the realities of being a woman become inconvenient. We cannot insist, don't treat me differently because I'm a woman. I can do anything a man can do," unquote, and then turn around and argue when accountability becomes painful that our hormones, emotions, reproductive stage, or sex should substantially change what is expected of us. If we want identical authority, then logically we are also asking for identical accountability. Amen. That's a beautiful statement. And notice the women who are demanding that they be allowed to be men and to do the things men do and have the authority men have are now coming up under the judgment by their own evil doings. They're reaping what they have sown, and they don't like the accountability. Have you noticed that? So many have said, and I have to say I agree, that so many women will do anything except take personal responsibility for their own actions. And let me say to the parents that if you're going to please God, if you really fear the Lord, and you've got daughters, you're teaching them accountability from the start. It's always so refreshing when you see what we call a daddy's girl who's well adjusted to her role as a woman and in coincidence with the men around her. She gets along well with men. And I think a lot of men look for that. They look for a woman that is walking in the role of a woman, in womanhood, in femininity. She knows what God has made her to walk in, and to whom she shall give account. That would be to the Lord. Lindsay continues, the Bible never says that men are more valuable and women are less valuable. God gave men and women different responsibilities with different or unique burdens attached to them. And neither sex needs to covet what God entrusted primarily of the other. I'm increasingly grateful that I don't have to occupy the position of a man, that a man occupies, simply to prove that I am equal in value to him. Remember, before we close here, God made men with power and authority and strength to please him by serving him. And part of that is being the strong arm of his wife, to protect her, to provide for her, etc., living in the role of a man. Lindsay continues, or she finishes, I have a seat at the table. I don't need to usurp his seat in order for mine to matter. Remember, saints, God gave men and women specific, unique roles to fill. And we should fill that role, whether or not we're a woman or a man. We need to fulfill a role God ordained for us to fulfill, and not somebody else's. Husbands, Ephesians 5:25, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. May God bless us to fulfill the duty of a man, if that's what we are. And ladies, that you would fulfill the duty of a woman. You're not going to give account for the man's role. You are going to give account for what God ordained women to be. And the Bible tells us that it's Satan that deceiveth the whole world, Revelation 12:9. And one of the ways he does that is to seek to indoctrinate women in particular to try to fulfill the role of a man. He is the great perverter, the one who teaches and leads people to believe in his lies things contrary to what God gave us in his word, and in this case, concerning the role of a man and the role of a woman. We call it biblical manhood or biblical womanhood. And let me throw this in there, or in right here. You know, if you are a lady that's praying for a husband, you're not married, and you would desire a relationship with a good, godly man, can I let you in on a little secret? Men are not impressed with your degrees. In fact, that turns a lot of men away because you have studied and spent a lot of money to try to fulfill the role of a man. In most cases, that would be the case. He would rather marry a girl that he meets that works at a laundromat or has a lowly position in this world, is a house cleaner or works at McDonald's. Now, God forbid that anybody still eats at McDonald's, but you know what I mean. He's looking for humility and femininity, a woman that wants to fulfill the role of a woman, and not one who's trying to fulfill the role that he is called to fulfill. It's always amazing when we reflect upon the United States, which is proving to be an experiment or a project from hell, if you will. And we have young women going to college, got to get their degree, they're told from birth. And these same women have a piece of paper they bought and they're going to be paying for many years with their student loans. And they don't even know how to cook three good dishes. Some of them don't even clean. To many of them, they don't even know how to cook a meal. What value are they to a man? A man doesn't want to marry somebody else that's doing his role. He's doing his role. He needs a feminine touch, a feminine woman, a woman who is walking in the beauty of God-ordained femininity. She is a complement to him, not in competition with him. 1 Timothy 5:14, before we close, I will, Paul writes, that younger women do what? Marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary, the devil, to speak reproachfully. For some are already turned aside to Satan. So notice three or four things here. I will, therefore, that the younger women do what? Marry, number one. I will, therefore, that younger women marry and bear children, and the Lord ordains you to train up that child in the way he should go, so that when he is older, he or she will not depart from it. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Teach your children, beloved, the role that they are. If it's a girl, teach her what God ordained girls and women to be by the word of God. And the scripture says that older women are to teach the younger women these things and teach the boys what God requires and has ordained them to walk in as boys and then men. So younger women are to marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary, the devil, to speak reproachfully. So marry, bear children, and guide the house. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, to do your work in each of us to perfect that which concerns our lives in you. And thank you for finding and saving us. And we ask, according to your word, Lord, that we would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, including walking in the role that you have called us to walk in, according to your wisdom, which we know is your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.